Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come.
The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Look up in the sky!
Talktainment Radio, Worldwide Sound. TalktainmentRadio.com. We give you a reason to come.
The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
This is radio the way it should be heard. We have various topics that we will be getting into. So let's start it off right, Rita, by doing this.
What's that? What's
because that? You and Trent are Yankee fans.
Unless you give me an update. Huh? I don't know what you're talking about.
Unless you give me an update when I came in, because I'm sort of handicapped tonight. The Yankees were losing 2-0. Two Astro home runs by Altuve, and I forget the other guy.
Listen, there's still a lot of baseball to go. It's the bottom of the fourth, and the Astros are still up by two, but the series is tied 1-1.
Yes, and the Yankees cannot seem to be getting the clutch two-out hitting that they have been. In the season, Rita, as you know, when it comes down to playoffs, let's face it, it's about the pitching.
Absolutely.
It's about the pitching. Ask the St. Louis Cardinals about that, who are about to get swept tonight by the Washington Nationals.
Listen.
Started the season, what, 19-31?
I mean.
Yeah.
Pitching. They've been doing it. I can't argue that.
Yeah. Right.
However, our bullpen did have a little bit of a cold or something the other night. I don't know what you call it.
The bullpen. Mm-hmm. I can think of other words to say, but I'm going to leave that alone. Okay, let's go here. Being in some deep doo-doo, NBA, China, and LeBron James, Rita.
Well.
Yes. Let's talk about that. What's going on there? In your opinion, Rita?
Well, you probably need a little bit of background to really understand what's happening.
Let's get
here.
Some background in
so,
here.
So, for more than a decade, the NBA has had teams travel to China every autumn to stage exhibition games and to spread, as they say, the sports gospel. And it's a very crucial international market. China is, after all, the largest holder of bodies on this earth.
How many people there is?
Yes.
A couple of billion, isn't it?
Yes. Okay. So this year, the league is finding that its annual overseas journey has been consumed by a little political fallout, which you would not expect. Houston Rockets GM Daryl Morey sparked a furious backlash Friday when he tweeted, quote, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong." China has been embroiled in 4 months of demonstrations, which began in June in opposition to a proposal to a bill that would allow people to be extradited from Hong Kong to China. And the response was swift and unyielding. The Chinese Basketball Association announced it would sever ties with the Rockets, as did Tencent, the NBA's rights holder in China, and the Rockets' Chinese sponsors. Did you hear that last part?
Yes.
The Rockets' Chinese sponsors.
Yes.
So everybody's got a little bit of an opinion on this, but understand that the NBA has a training camp in the region where there are upwards of 1 million Muslims in concentration camps.
1 million.
Their presence there legitimizes both the party rule and the party crimes against humanity. And that's in the Shenzhen province. So Maury has, as you said, dropped a little something and stepped back into it here with his tweet. He's costing a lot of people a lot of money. However, he felt that his American right to have freedom of speech would cross over those dollars. Did it sound like that, Dan?
Sounds like he needs to go get his shih tzu.
He needs to get his shih tzu and clean it up. Exactly. So Maury deleted his original Twitter post, and he sought to kind of tamp down the furor over the response and explained, "I was merely voicing one thought based on one interpretation of one complicated event. I would hope that those who are upset will know that offending or misunderstanding them was not my intention." Okay. Uh-huh. And the NBA also tried to assuage Chinese concerns, quickly trying to salvage some of those dollars.
I see dollar signs rising.
Saying that it was regrettable that Maury's tweet had deeply offended many of our friends and fans in China. Although the league did not discipline Maury, its statement noted the NBA's great respect for the history and culture of China.
Hold it right there. Wait a minute.
Huh?
Wait.
What'd you miss? What'd you miss?
No, I didn't miss anything.
But you didn't?
But let me just ask you this. Do you think that the mainland China people are like a little bit sensitive, Michael Jackson?
I mean, that's not your business to talk about. That's how they feel. That's our business. And you are in our country and you are our guests and you have disrespected us. We don't care nothing about that. We got enough money to cover this. Y'all can go. That's how China feels. That's how China feels.
Go ahead.
You're listening.
Yeah.
So everybody's got an opinion on this. So it's really become a big thing. Beto O'Rourke, Democratic presidential candidate from Texas.
Oh, Beto, is he here at Columbus tonight?
He is. Okay. It's where are they at? Otterbein tonight.
Otterbein.
Yes, that's right. He says the only thing the NBA should be apologizing for is their blatant prioritization of profits over human rights.
Money, money, money.
That's right. He said the league's statement was an embarrassment. Senator Chuck Schumer says, "I stand with the people of Hong Kong in their pursuit of democratic rights.
Where'd go, Chuck?
I stand with Americans who want to voice their support and the people of Hong Kong."
Yeah!
Unacceptable.
Yeah!
So the NBA's global aspirations rely heavily on China, and they stand to lose a lot, if they continue to offend the Chinese people in this way. So LeBron decided that he was going to throw his comments in the ring.
Oh, LeBron!
And basically, and I'm sorry, I've lost the quote somewhere in my notes here, but basically he said Maury should have kept his mouth shut, and that's not what he was supposed to be talking about, basically. Oh, I can't find it, Mr. Bobby.
That's okay. I don't have my device with me.
You can't quote it for me. But LeBron's drawing a lot of heat for actually commenting on the situation.
Yes, he's drawing a lot of heat because what I remember about the quote, it seemed to indicate that LeBron was supporting the Chinese government, and Maury was supporting the democracy that is threatened to be taken away from the people of Hong Kong.
Right.
And that got a furor up because LeBron had come out and he was against what happened to Trayvon Martin and the other mistreatment of black folk here and other social issues. But then he made this dramatic turn and got people all upset about that.
Yeah, the turn, I don't know if it's such a dramatic turn. I think people have given LeBron too much credit as anything but an awesome basketball player. He may be a great leader on the court. He may be able to lead every team he touches to a championship.
Mm-hmm.
However, off the court, he's not a political analyst. He's not a scholar. This is not his area of expertise.
He is a businessman.
He is a businessman.
And he has businesses also in China, which is the largest market in the world?
And there you go. So numerous NBA players.
So support of the Chinese government would benefit him financially, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes.
There are many NBA players who sign promotional deals with Chinese sneaker companies.
Stephon Marbury!
Rather than American brands. That's right. And the NBA has specifically designed jerseys to be worn for the Chinese audience. And, you know, let's be real. According to league figures, 640 million Chinese viewers consumed NBA content during the 17-18 season. And the NBA's most recent five-year extension with Tencent was reportedly worth, you ready?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
$1.5 billion. Tencent announced that 21 million people used its service to watch the decisive game in the 2019 NBA Finals. That was more than people watching in the United States.
That's a lot of ass kissing.
That's
going
a
on
lot.
If you ask me.
That's their biggest market. You can't go running your mouth.
Mm. Woo! Gives a whole new expression to KMA.
Well, listen, sometimes it's better to listen thrice before you speak.
So now we know that money talks and
Okay.
Well, that's what it is. 1-877-932-9766 if you would like to chime in on that. That's the basic scoop that we've come up with, but you may not feel that way. And if you don't or if you do, you know, give us a call and we will gladly put you on if you care. Anyway, that's what LeBron has done. He has put his hand in a pile that was already there, and that pile is a pile of doo doo.
It stinks too.
Most of them do, babies. Yeah. Okay. All righty. Well, let's see here. You'll have to let me know when we come up on our break because somebody left their technology sitting on the table.
Trying to
get in here. Okay, here. Or maybe Mr. Man Behind the Glass sucking at me now. Listen to this. Rita, last night, I watched, among other sporting events, the NFL's presentation of the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers.
Cheeseheads.
Yes. And it was a pretty good game as far as I was concerned until there was some tremendously bad calls that were in the game officiating. Mm. And it made me wonder, are the games fixed or what? Because there was two egregious calls, against the Lions. Obvious pass interference, and the guy was grabbing the shoulder pads of the Green Bay people, but the official said it was that he had grabbed him by the face mask, and replay showed that it did not. He did not do that. And I'm wondering, what the hell is going on out there?
You know, I did not watch that sporting event.
Okay.
But I came across an article earlier that was speaking about the plethora of bad calls and how fans are really frustrated. So I'm not sure.
Well, you know, what bothers me, and I'm going to say it, I am a bona fide Nolans, how you see that right there on my left? Yeah.
Come on,
Nolan Saints.
Come on, Saints.
And there was a bad, bad, obvious call that the nation saw last year against the Rams.
Indeed.
In the Superdome. The Los Angeles Rams defensive back, obviously interfered with the Saints player from catching the football, and it was a bad call. And actually, it cost them the game, in my opinion, and in most people who saw that. We'll get back to that story. But, anyway, listen to this. I just got the finger. Okay. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and of course, politics. Now, before we get into that, let's look at this. Here's a show that we can look at. It's called New Money is one. And one of Trent and I's favorite show is, the Quay Morgan Hill show. And how could we forget this show right here, The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. and yours truly as co-host. Now, listen, all these shows that I mentioned are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Now, all you have to do is go into the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and just click on programs, and there is a list of all the programming that TalkTainment Radio has. Now, your responsibility is to give these shows a listen, a little sample, as we say in radio, to see if you like the show or not. And then you can leave a comment or opinion. Either way, it doesn't matter. But you need to look at that and sample it. All that from TalkTainmentRadio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. Mm-hmm. Stay right there. Before the music come, Reed and I have several topics that we're going to get into, and then even to mention that we're going to continue on these penalties mm-hmm. that we have coming up, going on, and I'm getting another finger. Well, okay, I'll tell you what we'll do is till we get the music. Rita, there's something that's got to be done about these calls. And I'm asking you, as a sports fan and as a woman, if you look, you're looking at that and you see that, mm-hmm. what is your opinion on that? Or are all the games fixed? I mean, what is it?
I mean, what other conclusion could you come to? It seems to be that so many games are devolving into a discussion on the officiating
yes.
instead of the action actually on the field or
yes.
on the court. So what is the officiating body going to do about it? What is the NFL going to do about it? It's got to be important to somebody
yes.
for a change to be made. So obviously it's not important because they know what's happening.
Well, they claim with the technology and replay that it would make it better. But I've been looking at some of the complaints, and to me, Rita, it has actually made it worse because the games are stopped, and they were talking about the games are too long, but you got to stop and look at the replay.
Absolutely.
You know, and then you got to make a determined, you know, what the call stands or the call's reverse and all that kind of stuff. It's messing with the flow of the game. And I heard a very prominent, and I'll tell you his name, Jim Rome today
okay.
said that on CBS Sports, said that the games are becoming unwatchable.
I mean, can you argue against that, though? It's frustrating.
Very.
It's frustrating to sit and watch and cheer on your team. And for those people who are actually in the stadiums.
Yes.
That are bearing the weather and they have trudged there to watch their team.
Mm-hmm.
And they're excited. And then it turns into the officials just doing any willy-nilly thing. They're not even abiding by their own standards. And if you cannot hold up the standard, what are you doing?
I definitely didn't pay that amount of money to go see officials officiate a game. I didn't. And, you know, we have a soundbite that we use a lot of time. We're talking about practice. Allen Iverson, you know.
Hey.
We ain't talking about the game. We're talking about practice. Guess
do
what?
Do officials practice?
Yeah. Listen to this.
Not a game. We're talking about practice.
We talking about officiating. Wow. Okay. You got a story for me, dear?
I do.
Okay.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Are the Browns about to deal their newest toy?
Dude, wait a minute. You mean the head coach, Mr.
OBJ.
What kind of information? Hey, Carlton, check this out.
So the Browns have been struggling.
JC, she's talking about them.
They're struggling. It's redundant to root against them, so I don't.
Okay.
However, they're struggling. They just haven't pulled it together yet. So there's been a little hype in the last couple of days surrounding Baker Mayfield.
Bake!
How the team has just been underwhelming.
Yes.
But as we approach the trade deadline.
Trade deadline.
There was said to be maybe a little shopping for OBJ.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
Now,
there was a report, I guess, this past week that suggested that the Browns were listening to offers for receiver Odell Beckham Jr. However, Cleveland GM John Dorsey called that report fake news.
Fake? Oh.
Yeah, okay. Dorsey said he's not taking any trade calls on OBJ and that he has no interest in doing so, but do you believe that?
I don't know. Willie Suggs, you have any information about that? If you do, call in 1-877-932-9766. You know what? Sister Seegers used to say, that stuff under the stuff. Oh, man. I don't know about that. I do know this, that OBJ has not been that involved in the offense.
Mm-hmm.
And it does leave some to speculation that there's something that could be brewing anyway. They're not going to tell us anyway because they think that we don't understand all that.
Right,
stuff.
Right. So should they, though? They said that the rumors weren't true, but should they consider it?
How about if you just play more better? I mean, the Browns seem to be a little bit undisciplined to me with a lot of penalties, a lot of stupid mistakes.
There you go.
That offensive line is not blocking properly, although they did give him some chances, him being Baker before. So I don't know. But anyway, who knows?
This music
yeah,
is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, Big Panther, yeah. Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
Woo! Indeed.
Reminds me of my favorite law firm, Rita.
What was that?
Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
All righty. Let's trip into some college football here. CF. College football.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
okay.
CF. Rita, give me your... Your top six. I'll give you mine.
Go for it.
Okay. Go for it. She's going to
You
listen.
Do that.
Yeah.
She you do going, that.
Women are so intelligent. Mm-hmm. Anyway, listen. My top six. Okay, here they are. Until somebody beats Clemson, Clemson is number one. I have Alabama in the second position. I have Ohio State in the third position. I have LSU. Louisiana State University, go Tigers, in the fourth position. And then I have Wisconsin, number five, and Penn State at number six.
Huh.
That means that I don't have Oklahoma in there.
Okay.
And I do not have Georgia in there.
And
I definitely don't have that damn Notre Dame in there.
Well.
You know, and Florida. So now, based on what I've said, and maybe yours might be different, what is your top six in your opinion?
I don't have a top six.
Okay, well, if you were to get
so
a top
I'm going
six,
to say that okay. I'm going
okay.
with
okay.
the rankings provided on this website, which puts Alabama at number one, LSU at two,
okay,
Clemson at three.
Mm-hmm.
The Ohio State University at four, Oklahoma at five, and Wisconsin at six. So you don't even have Oklahoma ranked in your top six at all.
No, they're not in the top six at all.
Okay.
Even though they beat Texas this past Saturday, 34-27.
Yeah.
In a very, very good game. But speaking about the Buckeyes.
Yeah.
They play this Friday night coming up against Northwestern. And I'm glad that, at least as far as I know, the Buckeyes seem to be focused in only the greatest team that they're ever going to play this week, which is the Northwestern Wildcats. They're not looking at what they have done in the past. I love that. And they're not looking in the future, which I think Wisconsin is down the line, and I believe Penn State is down. They're not looking at that. They're looking at the greatest team. That greatest team that they're going to ever play this week.
This week. Not this season.
Yeah, no, this week.
This week.
Northwestern is the greatest team that they will face this week.
So I got a text, Mr. Bobby.
Okay.
Somebody wants to know, is OSU going to run the table?
I think this.
Okay.
I think that OSU is going to run the table for this week.
This week. They got it going on.
They got to beat Northwestern this week. That's the only one that is on the schedule for this week is Northwestern. They got to be focused on Northwestern. You have to know their do's, their don'ts, what they like, what they don't like. In other words, you have to, as the Japanese say, study their tendencies and their tactics.
And their tactics. Okay.
Yeah, you got to know that. That's all they're focusing. Don't look at what they have done. Cincinnati and all the rest of them, that's in the past. Don't worry about what's going on
okay.
in the future.
I was going to say, well, was that a soft start to the season, do you think?
No.
No?
No. I think that after the Jim Trassel and Urban Meyer era and all that stuff, Mr. Ryan Day, the head coach of the Buckeyes, mm-hmm. has them focus on, I hate to say it, but one game at a time. That's why it is important that they keep their focus, yes, on this team here. If you think about it,
Rita.
Hey,
big O.
Yeah.
You don't play it, just play it.
That's it.
Well, see, this is the problem with us as people. We are distracted. Woo! Sound like a preacher. We are distracted uh-huh. by the many things that go on in life.
Yes.
And then we lose focus. Woo! Hallelujah. We lose focus on what we're supposed to be focused on, and then guess what? As in Jude, certain things creep in unawares. Or we get to believe in the hype that everybody says about us.
Mm-hmm.
But if we keep our focus in on Northwestern, particularly as the greatest team ever that they will face this week,
ladies and gentlemen, this week.
It's all Northwestern. Wildcat! And not that serial cat that they killed in Lancaster or wherever in Fairfield County. Yeah, not that. This right here.
So you mentioned Coach Ryan Day.
Yes.
How do you think he's doing
that he has the right approach, which is really a lesson in life. Whatever you're going to do, you have to be concentrated and focused in on that, and don't worry about the distractions that are going to come. Because in life, as you are learning, and we're all still learning, Amen. They're going to be there.
Every second
Evidently,
of the day.
I got distracted coming to here because I left my device at home.
Let them use you.
Yeah. So now I had to call on my expertise, and Lord knows I was in the parking lot praying. Oh, Lord, hope Miss Rita shows up with her phone. Yeah.
Yay.
So we can have this show.
Absolutely.
And guess what? Prayers answered because you did. Anyway, that was something that we had to behold and something that we did. But anyway, those are my top six. As far as the Buckeyes running the table, they're going to run the table this week, right?
Okay.
Here. Yeah.
At least this week, we're going to keep
What do you think?
They running the table this. You know what? I think that the Buckeyes have the potential
Did you hear that pussy cat in the background?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds hungry.
Let me leave that one alone.
Ohio State has the potential to pull it out every time.
Oh, man. Watch your words.
They have the potential to make it happen.
Woo!
Every time they hit the field.
Oh, she done pulled that key sweat thing. Let's make it happen.
They can make it happen. So all you have to do, like you said, is keep focused.
Yeah, and that's a lesson in life on anything that you are trying to do. You have to be focused and not distracted. And trust me, the distractions are coming, as we see in our government. We think we're going to pull out. We're going to pull out of inferior. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Pull out! I can think of some things to pull out, yeah.
Indeed.
How about this? TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your channel, to your talent, that, and podcast are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We'll have more subjects coming up from Rita and me, and you can call in at 1-877-932-9766 here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah, anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
See that cute little dog in the pet store? Chances are it came from a puppy mill, a breeding facility that forces caged, neglected, and often sick dogs to churn out puppies to be sold for profit. Meanwhile, millions of wonderful, healthy pets end up in animal shelters. But with one simple choice, you can help, just by deciding to adopt instead of purchase your next pet. Not only are you saving a life, you're taking a stand against puppy mills. Visit bestfriends.org/puppymills to learn more.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports.
Alrighty, TalkCaymanRadio.com. We go where you go. Download, baby, the TalkCaymanRadio.com app to yourself or to your tablet. Woo, wait! Juicy Fruit, that's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I'm here along with the voice of TalkCayman Radio. That's Miss Rita. Trent is not here tonight. And we are speaking and talking sports plus 1-877-932-9766. Or you can tweet. Well, you can do that too. But you can also, your friends with Rita, you can just, you know, give her, as somebody did, a question or a comment, and she'll
text
tell me.
Text.
That's T-E-X-T, text. And we'll go from there, the texture. Okay, Rita, let's see here. Off the cuff, you know, these players in collegiate sport in particular.
Mm-hmm.
If a lot of them play and a lot of them get serious injured, and that's bad. The question came up in a discussion: should the athletes be insured, and if so, who should pay for that?
Pay for their health insurance?
Yes,
I believe that should come out of their salary, as it does out of my salary.
Athletes. I'm talking about college athletes.
College athletes. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
I'm like, wait a minute. I got to pay for it. It's my job.
Yeah.
College athletes, absolutely. Students. Now, here we're talking about students.
Yes. Students.
They may be pretending to go to class
game,
and somebody
students.
Else.
Yeah.
Students.
Yeah.
They are students. They have a student health center. So if they're not covered under their parents' insurance typically, then they take on a form of the university insurance to cover their health care needs.
We're speaking about athletes now.
But that's my basis. So they're still students.
Okay. Supposedly.
So they still have some coverage under a university policy. Perhaps the university should have a special policy for athletes because athletes are prone to very expensive healthcare issues because they have injuries. They will need rehab. They'll need special equipment to help them. So yes, I do believe that they should have some special dispensation, or not dispensation. They should have a special insurance under the university for which they play.
Right. Because as it stands now, most of the time, if their parents do not have adequate insurance on them, especially if they are, let's say, a profile athlete or even a high profile athlete, and they get hurt, basically that's it for them, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm personally carrying an injury that I received back before I was in college,
right?
When I was 17 years old, and guess who decided to creep up and start to bother me again?
Oh, yeah. That old injury.
Yeah. And I got to thinking about that. You know, these athletes should be compensated in that way because they may not make it. And then there they go, and their earning power and whatever else power they may have is going to be compromised because of an injury that they are performing for that team. And the universities get – well, I know one university here in Central Ohio that gets billions of dollars. At least I was told $1 billion, and that was in the athletic department. Guess who that is? Yeah, not the university, the athletic department.
The athletic department.
$1 billion. Yes. Yeah, $976 million.
And let's be clear, the athletic departments have it to cover. So it's not an issue.
It's not an issue, and
I don't know exactly how that works. If a student athlete is injured, how much of that is covered by the university?
Yeah. Well, that might be something we want to look into. Okay, before we get into, we got a new phase. When Trent's not here, we're going to have Rita's rant. That's going to be coming up. But anyway, Rita, Simone Biles has been in the news lately. Do you have any information on
that? She is everything.
You my everything.
She is just and everything amazing. Is you. Can we just talk about the significance of Simone?
Baby, you can talk about anything you want.
She is redefining her sport. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I called it her sport.
Yes.
Simone is taking gymnastics to a completely new level. It's not just about the number of medals, although that alone solidifies her case as the greatest gymnast of all time.
Nadia who?
Huh?
Nadia who?
I don't know her.
Come and meet you.
But Simone, at 22, doesn't just win gymnastics meets, she dominates.
She brings
to mind sports giants like Serena Williams, Tom Brady, Michael Phelps, Usain Bolt. One article says because of the way that she completely dominates the room. When she's out there, she's got it.
And we have documented evidence that the first Romans were black dudes.
The Etruscans.
Dadgummit, Rita was in there. Yeah.
Did you not remember I was a classical humanities major? We'll talk about them another day.
Okay.
She has multiple moves named after her that sound like tongue twisters and are hard enough to say, let alone perform. Can we just talk about what this child does?
Do it.
Out there. She's got a 6-year winning streak.
Six.
Okay. She is the GOAT.
GOAT.
But at an international,
all time.
When you land a skill, when you land a skill at an international competition, they name it after you.
Wow.
So aside from the Biles on floor, which is her signature double layout half.
Sound does a goat make anyway?
Baby, cling, cling.
Oh, really?
The 4-time world champion and 4-time Olympic gold medalist has another move bearing her name on vault, also called the Biles. It's a round off on the springboard connected to a half turn into the vault with 2 full twists.
Mm.
She's bad. She unveiled it for the first time in 2018.
I knew a guy that went by a sheep farm, and every time he went by, all the sheep said, go ahead.
Bye. Good night. Simone will now, as it turns out, have a second skill named after her on the floor. It's a triple double that she's warmed up with before the 2019
I saw that.
U.S. Classic. Exactly. But then did it in competition for the first time Woo! At the U.S. Gymnastics Woo! Championships this year. And she landed it during the qualifying round of the 2019 World Gymnastics Championships just October 5th. And it will go into the FIG code of points as the Biles 2.
His mama named him Clay, and I'm going to call him Clay.
Biles 2. She got 2 on the floor, okay?
Woo!
And in the code of points, skills are given on a value of A, easiest, my lord, to I, the hardest. Did you catch me?
Yeah.
A, easiest, to I, the hardest. But National High Performance Coordinator Tom Forrester told the Wall Street Journal that Simone's triple-double, if completed in an international competition, would be a J skill.
Did you say Forrester?
Yes, I did.
Okay, not Forrestall. Not James Forrestall. Not related to James Forrestall, who was killed under the that thing in Alaska. I mean, the Antarctic.
No.
Okay.
Tom Forrester.
Tom.
And I want you to revisit what I said. Skills are given.
Given.
On a value of A.
A.
Easiest to I, hardest.
Uh-huh. And she was in
I is the hardest that they have ever seen.
Mm.
The official from the governing body
I.
said that hers is a J skill. That's after
I. She went past the I?
It's worth one whole point. In fact, our whole coaching community and judging community believe it's a J.
Man, you know what? That gives a whole new respect to I, Claudius. Go ahead.
She's changing the rules of gymnastics.
Woo!
In comparison, the Biles on the floor is just valued at a G.
Mm.
According to the most recent FIG Women's Artistic Gymnastics Code of Points,
mm.
Simone also did her double twisting, double dismount
I
off the beam
that.
During the qualifying round of the 2019 Worlds. And that skill will be dubbed the Biles when it officially goes into the FIG
Come
Code
on,
of
Miles
Points.
Davis. Give me some Miles Davis.
She's literally changing the sport. She
Go
put
ahead.
Them at a J.
Go ahead.
They'd only seen I before her.
Mm.
It's amazing to watch her. She does it with such ease.
The girl went beyond the eye.
She went beyond the eye.
Whoa.
She went beyond the eye. So she's won the most gold medals at a single Olympics with 4 in Rio.
That sounds like a movie, Beyond the Eye.
Yeah. She's got 19 world titles, and she's the most decorated American gymnast of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a mile, baby. Y'all don't know about miles. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She's bad. She's just fantastic.
Yeah.
She's fun to watch.
She's fun, baby.
I can't wait for the Summer Olympics.
Can't wait.
It's gonna be great.
Gonna be great.
Gonna be great.
Alrighty. I see over in the corner my boy is warming up over there, Marvin.
is that what it is?
Starving Marvin, yeah. Starving Marvin usually tells us what's going on, so you know, we got to give him that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after Miles, yeah. Boy, Miles was bad. Y'all don't know about Miles. You got to read about Miles.
I never got into Miles.
Let him turn his back to you, baby.
Woo! Uh-oh.
And blow that horn. Yeah, blow that trumpet. Okay, listen to this. Let me do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com after you're settled to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I am the host of Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby. And with me tonight is Miss Rita Arnold. Now, I know some of you, when you hear that music, you know that Trent is here, and we have Trent's rant. But he's not here tonight. So now we're going to have a new occasion. And it's called Rita's Rants. Rita, do y'all thing. Watch 103rd Street Rhythm Band. Play that one. Go ahead.
Ladies, gentlemen, Romans, countrymen, friends of all shapes and sizes. I attended a lunch and learn today at work where we were discussing ways to increase our wealth portfolios,
Woo!
Getting into stock trading,
Woo!
Doing it yourself or having someone else do it. However, as a part of this conversation, it threw me back to an article that I read many years ago, there was a study completed that said that the median wealth of a single black woman was just $5. At the time I read that, I was incensed. And I could not believe that this was true. Black women were coming into their own. We were becoming CEOs more often. We're seen in the front offices. The glass ceiling is, I won't say shattered, but you know, we found a couple of fissures in there. But here's the problem. This has not changed. This is still the number that is presented. And the financial analyst we were talking to said she too was incensed when she read this many years ago. And she said, this can't be true. I make a good living. I have savings. I have retirement. But when she broke it all down, she wasn't in as good a standing as she thought she was. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? So I urge all of us to take a closer look at our financial health. $5.
$5.
The median wealth for a single black woman is just $5. And that is lower than every other group, including black men.
Does anybody have some statistical documentation?
Well, you know what? There's a complete study on it. Black women are 256% more likely than white men to receive subprime loans when purchasing homes.
Yeah, I believe that, yeah.
This leaves them vulnerable to being foreclosed on and other economic crises.
Hey.
It's just crazy that we're still having this conversation.
It is.
So I have become empowered myself today,
yes,
reaching out to someone to talk about how to make my dollars stretch more and make them work more for me passively. And I just couldn't believe that this came up again. You know, at the time we were doing Three Voices here on Talktainment Radio, and we did an entire series on this because it was so crazy. Do you remember that?
Yeah. See, the important thing about that, Ren, you can bring up a good point. Not only that for women, but this is one of the things that we don't talk about or prepare.
Absolutely.
Our children,
there you go. That's it.
To face when they come. You have to start this stuff when they are young.
Absolutely.
Start it when they are young and teach them about money, what money is and how it works,
mm-hmm,
the importance of saving and building up. Because as you know, especially in your generation, Rita, you have to become your own your own security account.
Absolutely.
Because they've taken a lot of stuff away. It never wasn't, you were never really entitled to it anyway. But now you know you have to do this. You can't just throw your money away because you want to wear some, Gucci shoes or, what is that, Red Label? Come on, baby.
A Le Bouton. You know, Social Security isn't secure, but if you look very simply at the younger you start, you can start small and it grows exponentially for you. So if you look at, say, Nike stock from 1980, maybe,
and look how much it is worth now.
It was worth a 30 something cents per share.
Yes.
And now it's about $94.75 or something like that.
This is what I'm talking about, Rita, because we graduate our kids out of school or out of church, but they have no sense of what they are getting into financially. They don't know. They don't understand. And I'm not blaming it all, on the church for not teaching. But that stuff has to be taught at home.
It has to be taught at home. And it starts with very simple things. Don't buy your son Air Jordans. Buy him Air Jordan stock.
Right.
Let him actually see how this economy works and give him something to work for.
Give
him a backup plan
so that he can become a producer instead of a consumer.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because that's where it's at. Then you can develop economic power and can control the politics in your community instead of letting somebody else come in your community and control it and tell you what to do. Or do anything they want to do. See, you got to do that yourself. You have to teach yourself. You have to unlearn that mess that we have already learned.
There you go. You have to unlearn so many things. We are key stakeholders in being people who wear our wealth on our backs. We got to drive it. It's got to be on our feet, got to be in our hair.
See, we have been taught just by distraction to be against ourselves. You know, the crack and the drugs and all that stuff in our neighborhoods, or these stores that are in our neighborhood, where the man takes the money and leaves the neighborhood and leave us like there with nothing. That's going on for years. Malcolm tried to tell y'all that, but y'all didn't listen to that. Of course, he got, you know, killed for that, because the powers that be, Rita, want to make sure that they eliminate anybody that wants to upset the system. Mm. That's why you should listen to the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller tomorrow at 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. on this radio station, talktainmentradio.com. That is good. That is very timely. $5. Now, I'm even surprised at that.
$5.
You know, I thought you were just
broke
joking.
My face. No, $5. And I was like, but I'm a homeowner and I have a job. Yes. I have a good job.
Yes.
I'm not working at McDonald's. I have a good job, but $5.
$5.
That's it.
All righty. Now, in our remaining moments here, let's speak about this, Rita. I know you probably don't watch a whole lot of TV, but anyway. If you do, you know, boxing, especially in the heavyweight division, has gone down. And a couple of years ago, we had a guy on the show here talking about mixed martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, one of the things that I've been discovering is that we have to know the importance of words, what they mean.
Yes, absolutely.
And so rather than just being a TV show, MMA, I started to investigate what that really means, mixed martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
And I, as a matter of fact, I happened to be in a conversation with a gentleman today about that. And, you know, he was into judo and all that stuff. And then we broke it off into the different areas, taekwondo, jiu-jitsu, and all this kind of thing. And then it suddenly dawned on me that when they have these tournaments, Rita, MMA tournaments, that is mixed martial arts, meaning that they draw in from all the disciplines in that area, and it really didn't dawn on me that. What do you think about that?
I've never watched a match for mixed martial arts, but I've read on it some, because I've interviewed someone who was into mixed martial arts, and they took Taekwondo and Muay Thai, and I believe they were trying to get into capoeira.
Yeah.
And I found it very interesting that they would put this all into one.
Right.
Because the rules of engagement in each one of those arts is very different. And the style is very different.
Mm-hmm.
There's some standard things, but, you know, the way that you flow with each one is very interesting.
Yes.
So in a mixed martial arts competition, I've read a couple of things where there have been boxers who have tried to cross over and gotten their handed right back to them, because this ain't about your little short punches. This is mixed martial arts.
Mixed.
That kick to the face rearranged your life.
Yeah, a little wrestling involved in
absolutely
it and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
This is what it means, you know, with mixed martial arts. But I've taken that philosophy to try to understand what I'm looking at and what's going on. Words, what did they mean? Yes, that means I got to look the stuff up, because sometimes it may not mean what
that's
I thought
that
it mean.
That's what's
and
that.
And that's okay. You know, as Mr. Fuller says on the program, and of course it's more than just a program to me, but you know, he says, when you ask him how you doing, Mr. Fuller, he says, I'm still learning. That's on the compensatory concept, which is tomorrow at 9. He always says, I'm still learning. It's not because he said it, but it's true.
Yeah.
You are still learning. And so I took that to everything. Now, I'm still learning about that. Even though I drove here, I'm still learning how to drive back home. You hear me? You know, hey, I need to go home because I got to get my phone. Woo,
You should always be learning.
Thank you.
Always
be
learning.
As long as you breathe.
Speaking of boxing.
Boxing.
Charles Conwell. Boxer Charles Conwell wrote a really poignant letter to Patrick Day. Do you recognize these names,
Mr.
at all?
Day? No.
Okay.
The only day I know is Ryan Day.
On Saturday.
Maybe Doris Day.
Maybe Doris. I like Doris.
Yeah.
On Saturday, there was a super welterweight bout, and Day experienced a traumatic brain injury, what we call a TBI, as a result of a 10th round knockout. And it was shocking in the ring to see it, of course. Mm-hmm. And the young man who delivered that knockout punch, said he grew up across the street from Day. and this was, you know, very, excuse me, traumatic from him.
Yeah.
Day was a New York Daily News Golden Gloves champion in 2012. He won the WBC Continental American Super Welterweight title, and he was an IBF Intercontinental Super Welterweight title holder, too. 21-year-old Conwell said this would be the last time that he spoke on the matter because it was a sensitive topic for Day's family and friends and himself and the sport of boxing. I can't stop thinking about it myself, he said. I prayed for you so many times and shed so many tears because I couldn't even imagine how my family and friends would feel. I see you everywhere I go and all I hear is wonderful things about you. I thought about quitting boxing, but I know that's not what you would want. You know, it's rare that I hear about these types of incidents, but it's just a reminder how truly dangerous a sport truly boxing can be.
I tell you what else is dangerous, Rita. Arrogancy.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
And I say that because one of my favorite baseball players of all time is Peter Edward Rose. Pete Rose.
Come on, Pete.
Of the Cincinnati Reds. But Pete got in trouble because of his gambling and some other things, which we're not going to talk about. But anyway, Pete had this problem that he was arrogant. He knew that he was bad.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the height of his game and did a lot of things that you probably shouldn't do when you become arrogant.
Yes.
You're at the very top and you know it and everybody else knows it. But that same arrogancy bit him in the ass.
How did it bite him, Mr. Bobby?
It bit him because he has lost out, and he admitted it, over $100 million worth of wealth because of arrogancy. See, arrogancy costs. It may not, you may not feel it right then and there, but down through the years, and Pete's in his 70s now, an old man, and all that stuff he did, you know, 41, 192 hits and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a memory. It's what you used to do. It ain't now. And all that money could be set for life. And now he has to go around at these little baseball things and, you know, pump up this and maybe give his autobiography. He finally did tell the truth that he gambled on baseball after denying that he did for so long. But that's a hint that the stuff you see going on right now, and everybody jumping this rat ship, you know where? I tell you what I said the other day. Rex Tillerson was right, wasn't he? And Ed man gonna mess with Rex Tillerson, dude. No. He called him a moron. There was another word that was before that. I would spell it for you, but you would know that the only thing missing was a C.
Here's my question about Mr. Rose.
Yes.
Do you think baseball should forgive him?
You know what?
That's a hard one, right? You want him to have the consequences, and he's had those consequences for a number of years. It's been at minimum 2 decades, minimum. And I think that at a certain point, he should be allowed to receive the accolades that he was due when he was playing and coaching. He's paid. He's like, is there no redemption?
I think it's hard to separate what he did on the field from what he did off the field. But then on the other hand, if you can let Barry Bonds and all these people that
get
PEDs
there
you know, then because you did that, then you can, why not Pete? But I was hurt because I like Pete very much. But I look back and it's sad to see, I won't say a hero, but it's just sad to see that now because he really thought that he was really something. And that's a lesson for all of us. When you think you are the stuff, the ship high in transit, you heading down the wrong road. What's that scripture said, that straight is a gate? And narrow is a way that leadeth to eternal life.
If there you go.
Find, but wide is a gate and broad is a way that leadeth unto destruction. Mm. And many go thereby.
Wow. You know, there's a little white male privilege that goes along with that as well. Woo! He never thought that he would be caught.
Trust me. Mm. It catches up with you.
Always.
Just like the time has caught up with us. You know, when you hear that music, time sure flies when you're having fun. Stanley Clark. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. Look, thanks for listening. Thanks for tweeting and all that good stuff. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Hopefully, Trent will be better. Bye for now.